Great Moments in Music. Program of fine music with distinguished singers of the Metropolitan Opera Company, the orchestra and chorus under the direction of George Sebastian, and rebroadcast especially for the servicemen and women of the United Nations. And now, here is Roger Lyons.
Freedom is a song on men's lips. Perhaps that is why America continues to be a musical nation, even in the midst of war. Why the American doughboy is known as the singingest soldier on earth. Whether he's in a steaming jungle, a barren wasteland, a foxhole, or up in the clouds. And we get off to a rousing start with a spirited new song written by Corporal Harry S. Miller, especially for Robert Weedy, America's Marching Again.
Throw away your lounging robe, join the big parade. Show the world exactly where you stand. Everyone must share the load, then we'll make the grade. Shake a leg there, pal, and lend a hand. America's marching again. Fall in to our stride. America's marching again. To win for our side. From ocean to ocean, from Texas to Maine, our rhythm has changed to a martial refrain. And tears and blood and sweat and toil respond wherever there is Yankee soil, women and children and men. America's marching again.
America's marching again. Fall in to our stride. America's marching again. To win for our side.
From ocean to ocean, from Texas to Maine, our rhythm has changed to a martial refrain. And tears and blood and sweat and toil respond wherever there is Yankee soil, women and children and men.
America's marching again.
America's marching again.
When G.I. Ernest Stramiello sent his new song, Forgiven, to Jean Tennyson with a letter saying that he had written it for her, she liked it so much that she is surprising him by singing it tonight. Here it is, Forgiven, sung by Jean Tennyson.
Leave me, never tell me, no, 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 no,
Lieutenant J.G. Emery Deutsch is serving his country today in the Coast Guard. But before he joined this branch of the service, he wrote many songs which will always be dear to the hearts of Americans. Jan Pierce sings one of them now. Play, Fiddle, Play.
The gypsy band rest their caravan where a hill conceals the sun. Dusky magic falls, gypsy music calls, calls to lovers warm. Strums his fiddle while he hums his little song. This is his song. Play, fiddle, play, play, my love, man, a melody. To my love, while the stars swing above, play, fiddle, play, sing my loved one a rhapsody, play on the strings of a heart. The campfires are gleaming as red as the sun, and my heart keeps dreaming, just dreaming of one so softly croon while the moon weaves a harmony. Fly, fiddle, fly to my love. Love me.
Oh,
Private Frank Lesser enlisted in 42. Since then, he's pepped up the home front's morale with Praise the Lord and Pass the Ammunition and other popular tunes. Now, because this is a woman's war, too, Private Lesser has written a song about a wonderful wife, First Class Private Mary Brown.
First Class Private Mary Brown. She wore that uniform like a $1 million gown. How my heart would leap when she drove her Jeep with the one big stripe on her arm. And it seemed to me that a PNC stood for perfect feminine charm. First Class Private Mary Brown. Oh, how she smiled goodbye when they shipped me out of the big guns roar, let me win this war, 'cause I wanna hurry right back on the double to first class private Mary Brown, my wonderful wife.
Boys in service know Father John P. Connor as the Army chaplain who is ever at their side, ready to comfort and encourage them. You and I know Father Connor as the poet priest, composer of Love Sends a Little Gift of Roses, the song he dedicated to St. Therese, the little flower. St. Therese's message of love falls like a benediction on war-troubled hearts as Gene Tennyson sings Father Connor's beloved song for us now.
Just one flower apart.
first class Vic Mizzi is the writer of the hit tunes Three Little Sisters and Take It Easy. But we meet Seaman Mizzi in a more serious light through his latest song, I Had a Little Talk with the Lord, a song based on an actual incident among our boys in the South Seas, and sung tonight by Robert Weedy.
Pacific, all was strangely still in the silence before the battle in a foxhole in Bougainville. Faces were tense and waiting till a boy brought new hope their way and fearlessly told his body as they knelt to God to pray. I had a little talk with the Lord. I had a little talk with the Lord. There on a battle-weary island, I had a little talk with the Lord. I begged the Lord to send down some rain to give me strength to stand up again. Right there my heart began to smile, and I had a little talk with the Lord. And the Lord spoke, and the clouds broke, and the thunder crashed around. And I knew the Lord had blessed me, for the rain came tumbling down. So have a little talk with the Lord. Have faith and you will share his reward. For I found the strength to fight for my land. When I have a little talk with the
Staff Sergeant Ben Oakland wrote, "If I love again, though it's someone new, if I love again, it will still be you." He managed to echo the thoughts of every wartime lover who knows the loneliness of separation. Gene Tennyson and Jan Pierce sing the romantic ballad, "If I Love Again."
Only a thorn dying away. This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.